He does okay. cocaine like no other.
Yeah.
Every time he goes on stage, he does a line of cocaine. And then he drinks a full bottle of Jack on stage.
Thank you for listening to the Farm for Fun podcast, a happy hour spinoff of the Farm for Profit podcast. These episodes are hosted by Tanner Winteroff, the Iowa Bankerman, David Whitaker, the Iowa Land Guy, and a random farmer named Corey. Each episode, they plan to focus on a brewery or distillery while talking about all current events and everything else. Crack a beer, mix a drink, and join on the fun. Remember, if you aren't farming for fun, we know you probably eat black licorice.
Welcome back to the Farm for Fun podcast. This is Tanner Winterhoff.
This is Corey Hillebo.
And this is David Whitaker.
We're back, hopefully, to have a lot more fun to share with you here on this episode. And again, your feedback has been amazing. What a great 2 weeks since our last Farm for Fun show.
Yeah, it's been great. Freaking farming is just hell's bells out there, man. Just
is that going. Great or just, is it that
I mean,
awful?
It's terrible. It's fantastic at the same time. I mean, it's great weather. No breaks. The wife and the kids are about tired of it, but I'm about tired of down corn. That's exactly why I need this, so I can stop for a second.
I was going to say, give me Christmas. Way to start off our episode with a real high note there, Corey.
Well, the high note is that all our listeners sitting in the combine still get to listen to this podcast.
Get to listen to this. There you go. You're right. And hopefully we tickle your ears with a lot of enjoyable stuff today. I don't think they want to hear us small talk for very much longer.
Nope.
So why don't we get ready to jump into an intro for our guest today?
Bring it. What do we got? I got it.
This little tribute, I got to work alongside my dad this fall for a little bit. This is one that's still alive.
Our guest today on the Mullet of Ag podcast is a fellow Iowa State University Cyclone. But she does not come from Iowa. She hails from Jerome, Idaho, which I'm not sure if the average American would actually know the difference between Iowa and Idaho. There, she grew up on and is still very much a part of her 15,000-acre dairy farm where they milk 30,000 Jersey dairy cows. She's very musically talented, and you may recognize her from Team Blake Shelton on The Voice. She is Ellie May. What is up, Ellie?
What's up? How are you guys?
We're
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. You just drove in from Idaho, you said,
yep,
right?
Just made the 20-hour... drive.
And this is your first stop.
First stop. I'm a little tired.
And this is your first podcast.
My first podcast.
She's turned down like 30 podcasts. She says no all the time.
Waiting.
And she said she
just
really
waiting.
Wanted to come on the Farm for Profit, Farm for Fun.
Yes. She's just been waiting for our invite. And finally, you got one.
Yeah. I've been waiting. And it came.
And it came.
And here I am.
All the way back to Iowa State. What did you go to Iowa State for?
I went to Iowa State for agricultural business.
Okay.
Yep.
Fits right in. Farm for Fun. Did you have fun while you were at Iowa State?
Oh, yeah. A little too much fun, I'd say.
Little outlaws?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a good time. Met a lot of cool people. So.
Yeah. It's a fun place.
So what brings you back to Iowa this time of year?
So I'm back for a run of shows. I have 11 shows over the next 3 weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And I have family here. My dad was born and raised in Dyersville on a farm. So I have a lot of family. All my dad's family is here. So it's nice coming back to see family.
Field of Dreams.
Yep. He been said there. When they were filming that, fun story, when they were filming that movie, they would sneak through the cornfields and they'd get kicked out because they're filming. And my dad would just pop his head out and they'd kick him off set.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's cool.
So I know our listeners are familiar with this question, but you said you're back here for a string of shows. How has 2020 been for being able to perform?
I mean, it's definitely not been the best to try to pursue a music career, but it's given me the opportunity to sit back and do other things like record and write. I mean, I'm not playing as many shows, but I'm writing, getting in the studio. So we're still trucking along.
Nice.
Yeah.
And helping out on the farm?
Yep. Yep.
Double duty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around 15,000 acres and 30,000 cows.
I was going
to
say, how many cows can you milk a day? But mercy.
I mean... That is crazy.
Well, I assume you're milking them twice a day, correct?
Yep, twice a day, and the fresh cows are 3 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a rotary, so they're 106 carousels. So you milk 106 cows at one time, and we have 6 of those going at once.
Is that when you learned to play music? Your hands got tired, so you
learned
to strum a guitar?
those rotaries are pretty cool. They just walk in there and it's just getting milk the whole time.
Pretty awesome.
It never stops. It's all robotic, which is really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I imagine that comes with a lot of employees.
Yeah. We have 450 employees.
Oh mercy. Oh, smokes.
Yeah.
Fortune 500.
Yeah. In farming.
Okay, so.
Is there a farming 500? We need one. We're going to create it.
That's a good point, Dave. All that milk has to go somewhere. So what's the main use of the milk from the dairy?
So our milk goes to Glanbia, and 100% of our milk gets made into cheese. So it's like cube blocks. That's what our milk gets made into.
Really?
Yep.
Can we buy it in Iowa?
No, but I'll send you guys some.
Oh. Yes, you should.
I will.
We've reviewed some cheese on here.
We have.
We did.
And they were from some Jersey cows, too.
They were from Jersey cows.
Much smaller scale.
Much smaller scale.
We did. We came across a cheese that was very pungent that almost made us all gag.
Oh, boy.
Stinky cheese.
That was stinky cheese.
Was it goat cheese or was it from a Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It aged or something. Speaking of
some fancy stuff.
Speaking of making you a gag when it comes to IPAs or other stuff, who's our sponsor today for our beer, local brewery or whiskey? What do we got?
We have Single Speed. Single Speed. So think of a bicycle. Single Speed Brewing is our brewery of the day. Thank you again, Dole Distributing. Thank you for putting Corey's Combine out there in the field with that Busch Light wrap on it and for hooking us up with these local breweries here this fall. We really appreciate that. It's a good thing that we've got a fellow Cyclone in here because Single Speed is in Cedar Falls, home of the UNI Panthers. So got to keep our numbers up.
Oh, boy.
Strength in numbers. So, there you go. Ellie, why don't we not put this off any longer? I want to open this beer, and why don't you play us something?
Let's do it. This is a song I just wrote last week, first time I've ever played it live, so we'll see how this goes. It's called Old Friends.
It's been a while since we've sat here and talked. It's nice to have a friend who really cares. Lord, I know I'm just a child, and I get so damn scared. So why don't we just sit here for a while, catch up like the old times. Got a lot of stuff, it's in a big messy pile. I could really use your advice. That's why I'm sitting on my front porch crying, confessing all my sins. I ain't lying. Feels like I've been holding them all. When I talk to God, it's just like we're old friends. We live in a world with lots of temptation, and I've sure lit that cigarette. Falling short and losing patience, we all have shit that we regret. That's why I'm sitting on my front porch crying, confessing all my sins. I ain't lying. Feels like I've been holding them all. When I talk to God, it's just like we're old friends. It Sure feels nice to get this off my chest. Lord, I know that you will forgive. That's why I'm sitting on my front porch crying, confessing all my sins. I ain't lying. Feels like I've been holding them all in. But when I talk to God, it's just like we're old friends.
All right.
Thank you.
That was great.
First time ever live from Ellie Mae, right here in the Farm for Fun studio.
WMG. Wait.
That was very smooth, very pure. Very good.
I'm a little nervous.
Shouldn't be. No. Not with that performance. You have this figured out.
Your sound is fantastic.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. It is, and I don't know how. I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know if there was even an expectation I should have had, but that was very good.
Yeah, I can't say I am a crazy watcher of The Voice, but I tune in once in a while. So I knew the name. I came in blind to this, and I like it like that.
We're going to have to quiz you about The Voice, but why don't we taste this beer first? So I got you a sample right there in front, Ellie, and the rest of us have it in our hands. Which beer is this, Corey?
This is the Victory Dance. It is an IPA, which we like to start Dave out on.
Oh, my.
It's a pretty cool can. Blue, green, white, and orange. What do you think that logo is, Dave? Is that an olive? Dave looks asked like, me a it looks crazy like, question
it looks
last
like
week,
a so golf hole. Hey, that is a bicycle in the front. That's what it is.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a bike.
It's a bike. Hey, single speed.
Single speed.
Victory Dance. The American IPA.
I could probably drink this after an ISU victory for sure.
Oh, this is good.
They've been doing pretty good, but that's probably because I might have had one before that. But I'm not an IPA guy. What's your thought?
You are still a lighter IPA.
It's very light. There's a lot more hops in this.
Yep.
That it is very smooth. It is a light color. And Ellie, what do you think?
It's all right.
No. We give honest opinions on this podcast.
That's what this podcast is about.
There's nothing to
lie. Honesty.
Honesty.
It says, I'm actually a shy person, she says on her profile. Well, I think she's being shy here.
Honestly, it's not as good as Coors Light.
I would.
It's pretty good, though.
It is a hoppy beer. If you're someone that doesn't enjoy the hoppy side of things. But if you're an IPA drinker, I enjoy IPAs. This is, again, it's a lighter. It's a very light colored.
Tropical, citrusy, floral blend of hops brings hints of apricot, peach, grapefruit, and it's crisp. And refreshing.
Oh, refreshingly refreshing.
You know, someone ran like out of words in the thesaurus there.
There you go. Well, Ellie, don't worry about saying the wrong thing because I am not the beer connoisseur, so I normally say the one that's going to make me gag or the one that's something. And these guys just take pictures the whole time. So now get a good vodka or whiskey, I'm in. But
So this was Victory Dance from Single Speed. And it said the brewer's shirts may not have been discarded and the brew house backflips may not have been attempted, but we are dancing our way home with this American IPA. So very good. Very good beer. Thank you, Single Speed and Dole Distributing
and
for
Dole
hooking us up.
And Dole Distributing definitely for getting us that. So,
all right, Ellie. I think Dave's going to ask it, but I'm curious. What's The Voice like?
It's pretty cool. I mean, so do you just want me to tell you my whole voice story that I tell everyone?
Well, we don't want the story that everyone gets. We want the story that Farm for Fun gets.
I'll tell you.
Unedited, awesome version.
Okay, so, I mean, it's definitely not what you expect when you're watching it on TV. It's a lot different behind the scenes. And they make it seem like your blind audition is the first time you ever sing for them. But there's like 6 auditions before that.
Really? American Idol was the same way.
Well, I kind of wondered with... Because it's like there's got to be way more auditions than what they show.
There was 50. They said there were about 55,000 people that auditioned. And I didn't even audition. This guy found my Instagram account. And he's like, hey, we found your Instagram. We think you're super good. Will you come audition for The Voice? I'm like, sure, yeah, that'd be cool. So I flew out to Denver. They let you pick a city, like Nashville, Denver, like all over.
Yeah.
I just picked Denver. It's easy flight. And you go in a room with like a lot of talent producers. There's probably five people sitting in there. And you sing three songs. And if they like your voice, then you go straight into an interview. So I sang my three songs. They're like, all right, she's pretty good. You know, let's go into an interview. And so all these people are from LA. They don't know anything about farming. And so she's like, we want to get to know your story a little bit. Will you tell us a little bit about you? I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, I'm from a dairy farm and grew up on the farm, grew up in Idaho. And she's like, oh, that's cool. Well, what's like a fun fact about the dairy? I said, well, I've artificially inseminated cattle before. And she goes, what does that even mean?
What?
I'm like, it means you literally breed a cow with your hand. And she's like, oh my gosh. And they're like making a huge deal about it. Like, is that hurt them? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, will you demonstrate it for us?
Bend over.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sure. So I like pretend I'm putting on my breeding glove and go in with the straw and stuff. And they got a kick out of that. But yeah, so after that, they were like, we'll call you in a month if we like you. And they called me and they're like, we want you to fly down for the blinds in LA. So I moved down there and we filmed that for a month. And then I made it on to the TV show, Team Blake.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what's your sob story? I feel like everyone that gets a chair turned around, I know. Everyone has That's a sad something,
yeah.
story.
Is that what the interview process is for?
Yeah, they like are trying to get stuff out of you, like sad things. So like they're asking you stuff like, so does everyone in your family support music? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really into music until I came to college. So it was kind of like weird for them, but they support it. And they're like, well, does your dad support it 100%? I'm like, yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. Because they're trying like to find one person right. that doesn't support it or like a sad story. I didn't have a sad story. My story is that I just come from a big farm. Yeah. Yeah. I think I was one of the only people that had like a normal story.
A regular story.
Yeah. You're not as marketable.
And then I didn't make it far on the show.
You're not as marketable. Exactly. Yeah, like, that's why.
They're like, let's get rid of this chick.
It's normally like, oh, here's Ellie Mae. And oh, here, let's go to the story.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't drop out of school. Yeah. You have a loving family.
Yeah.
She has six toes on one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why she's so good at the guitar, is the extra finger.
It was a cool experience, though. Blake's a cool guy.
So what was it like during the blinds and being up there singing your song? Run through that.
Nerve-wracking. So I didn't get into music until I came to college, and I didn't really play a lot of shows. And so going on The Voice is obviously a huge platform. And the host, Carson Daly, he interviewed me right before I walked out from my blinds. And how they do it is there's like this hallway and then there's two big doors and they like swing the doors open. And then they're like, hey, the artist is coming out. 3, 2, 1, doors open, you walk out. And Carson was like, well, Ellie, this isn't the dairy farm. I'm like, yeah, no shit. And he goes, it's only 15 million people that are going to watch this. Right before I walked out, I'm like, oh boy.
What? That's kind of a jerk move.
I thought I was going to pass out. Yeah. I thought I was going to pass out when I was on stage.
Come on, Carson.
Well, we won't tell you how many people are going to listen to this, but don't get nervous.
It might not be 15 million yet.
So you said you started in college. You didn't play music before that?
Well, I grew up singing in church. I mean, I grew up in a Christian family, and my mom used to bribe me to sing in church. She'd be like, if you sing on Father's Day, I'll give you a toy. I'm like, all right. But I wasn't in, like, I didn't play around or like gig or anything until I came to college, and that's when I got into country music. So Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys.
Hey, we know them.
Yeah. We had the same major. So we were the same grade and we had the same major. So we kind of knew each other, and he found me on social media and he said, you're pretty good. You should, you know, start singing and writing and recording. I'm like, okay, yeah. So he picked me up from my dorm one day and brought me out to his studio, and then I started recording. Yeah, and he was the very first person I ever opened up for my first show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a small world.
Yeah. It's a cool dude.
Wow.
Yeah, we think so too.
Yeah.
Was he here?
He
was a fantastic guest. Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
And they've been cheering the crap out of it, and they love it.
It is.
And they had a fiddle. I mean, that was. Yeah.
I know. Did he bring them all in?
Just a fiddler. Just by Ed.
Ed? Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Just Ed came with.
Ed played on a few of my songs.
Yeah?
Yep. Really?
So, yeah, and Tyler played on my first two songs, too. Guitar.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So, I saw a question on Twitter the other day. It was actually posted by Hank Wade. So that's at Henry68157, which I assume is a zip code somewhere in Nebraska. But he put out a question. He said, so what's the most underrated job in agriculture? What do you think? Top of your mind, Corey?
I mean, the knee-jerk reaction, grain cart guy.
Grain cart guy? I was thinking the inseminator.
See, yeah. I was thinking the guy that pumps all the crap on the field.
Manure sure.
The manure pumpers that just drive constantly and haul manure.
That is a crappy.
That is a crappy.
I mean, literally crappy yeah. job.
Especially yeah. if you're talking you're liquid smell. Off. Yeah. Oh.
Well, and especially, too, if the rig gets plugged up. You know, that's the if you just have to sit in the tractor and drive, you can do a little stench.
Yeah, if you just break a shear bolt, you have to go out and literally play
dig through the crap. Yep.
I mean, so, I changed oil at Tires Plus, and every time I thought, man, I got oil all over me. I smell like oil all day long. Imagine if you were the manure guy.
Yeah. It'd be stuck in your nose the whole time. No, it would. It would be. And some of the responses that he got were the guy that actually puts tools away, the guy that actually refills the grease gun. I mean, it was kind of an interesting perspective that's an underrated person. I'm sitting there going, oh, it's just a rare person. I don't know if it's necessarily underrated. The wife was thrown out there during the season. I bet
that's probably a good answer.
That's a big one.
A good one. The guy that dumps you at the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Crank.
If you're lucky enough to get one. If you're lucky enough to find one.
The retired guys that you can trust and show up every morning on time.
Anybody say the banker?
No.
Well, apparently you're in the top.
Then. I must be overrated.
You're overrated.
These are underrated positions. The guy who makes the blue towels, so that way you have something to save you from that emergency that sneaks up on you in the middle of the field.
The old field toilet paper.
Old field toilet paper. So that's kind of neat. That was an interesting post out there, too. So what in music, though, what would be the most underrated, underappreciated position in music?
I would say like a sound guy. Yeah, and the crew that helps set up and take down. People don't really notice those guys, but they put in a lot of work.
Yeah, so I'd like to take a moment right now to recognize our sound guy and our put up and take down guy, Mr. David Whitaker, the farmland extraordinaire. Really appreciate all the efforts you did there. Therefore, you are no longer underappreciated.
I'm no longer underappreciated. There's been more and more cables every time we get together. So this is great.
Yeah, the cables just keep multiplying.
Yep.
Just
keep on multiplying. But no, I thought that was kind of a neat post. That's a fun thing for me watching Ag Twitter.
But that's because our listeners keep sharing and liking. And, yeah. You know, I mean, that's awesome. So we can buy more cables. Keep sharing it. Keep sharing it. We'll be all right. We'll build a whole new studio.
You mentioned the grease gun deal. It brought me back to a couple years ago. I remember a guy tweeting he had a little bottle of whiskey in the grease gun case.
Because
he's like, no one's going to find a stash there.
Nobody actually ever grabs the grease gun. So, Ellie, you had played for us a new song of yours, first time it's played live.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, not asking you to play it, but do you have a favorite song? Like, if you were to sit down and someone said, play me your favorite one, what comes to mind?
My favorite song is probably Angel from Montgomery, written by John Prine. It's an old song. Bonnie Raitt covered it.
I don't know that I know
it. I don't know it either.
I could play it.
Wow. Well, you might have to later.
Wow.
Well,
I'm thirsty, actually.
I'll open a beer.
I mean, open
tell
a beer.
Tell you what.
You got it handy?
Yep, let's do it.
Cool. I'll get another beer ready.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We are ready.
I'm an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child grown old. If dreams were lightning and thunder were desire, this house would have burned down a long time ago. So make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster from an old rodeo. Just give me one thing, Lord, I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, had me a cowboy. He wasn't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how hard I tried, the years just flew by like a broken down dam. So make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster from an old rodeo. Just give me one thing, Lord, I can hold on to believe in this and living. It's just a hard way to go. There's fires in the kitchen, I can hear the buzzing, but I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say? So make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster from an old rodeo. Just give me one thing, Lord, I can hold on to believe in this and living. It's just a hard way to go. To believe in this and living, it's just a hard way to go.
I think that song fits you.
Thank you.
That was fantastic.
Very good.
Have you guys ever heard it?
I had never heard it.
Never heard.
It's really old.
It's going on a playlist, though.
I feel bad that I haven't heard it. I like old country.
That was a good song. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, the song is about somebody being in jail. Like, give me a poster. Give me something to look at. Give me, you know, an angel.
Yeah,
it's kind of an interesting backstory, but I like John Prine. He's one of my favorite songwriters.
Really cool.
That is very, very cool. We keep saying cool. We need a thesaurus here to help us out with our cool words.
Dave found something on the sheet that he didn't know was there.
Yeah,
trying to we'll slide, talk about that later.
Slide one right by him.
This beer looks funny.
Yes. What is it?
Zach's Mexican Donuts.
Oh, that's right. We just missed this.
Oh, it's got sprinkles on it, too.
Yeah, I like the can.
What does it even mean?
We just missed this. So they did an event. Single Speed, Cedar Falls, did an event, I think, last week. And they had donuts. And then they had this beer that's supposed to taste just like donuts.
This, I can't get that out of my mind. It's Spiced Oatmeal Stout. It is dark. Let's give it a try.
All right, let's try.
I don't think
this.
I've ever had a spiced oatmeal stout.
It smells like coffee
It does smell like coffee.
Oh, that's a mic.
Oh,
it's coffee.
That's good.
That's coffee.
That's straight up coffee. That's like Starbucks chilled mocha choca latte.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like almost 5 o'clock, and I was literally still drinking coffee before I came here. That's how the day's going.
Wow.
You could sneak that in. I don't think your dad would know.
there's a little bit of vanilla in that, too. I was snapping pictures of Ellie as she was drinking that because I didn't know what to expect after the IPA.
This
sample.
Is really good. You know, I love coffee, so this is right up my alley.
Most of the time when you get these darker beers, it's like thick and
yep.
Gross.
This is like somehow a light, dark beer.
A light, dark beer?
Yeah. A light, nice coffee beer.
Yeah. Zach's Mexican Donuts.
What is that word? What do you call it when it's I'm going to totally bomb this. What is it when it's a light and dark at the same time? Anybody? Class? Bueller?
I know what it is. Not a hyperbole.
Like Leanne Rimes has a song like that. The biggest little something.
Oxymoron?
Oxymoron.
It's a flavor upon flavor upon flavor. It says delicately layered into aluminum.
Delicately layered.
Locally roasted coffee. Ecuadorian cocoa nibs, vanilla bean, and spice blend transform this standard take on the stout style into a full-blown, life-altering experience.
I'm altered. It's coffee. Straight up.
This is fantastic. I could have this any time of the day.
Like after, this would be perfect, like after a meal.
Oh, chocolate and coffee would be good, too.
Dessert.
Good breakfast beer.
Good breakfast beer.
It would be a good tailgate beer.
Just be good at all times of the day.
Yep.
There you go. There's our recommendation. Tailgate beer. Mm-hmm. If you can tailgate, screw social distancing and just tailgate.
Yeah. Take this. This is what you start your morning off. Then you can switch to whatever else you want to drink. But another good job. Single speed.
Yeah, I like
Cedar
it.
Cedar Falls.
Very much.
Thanks again, Dole. Appreciate that. So you've been on The Voice. You've been to college at Iowa State and sang there. What's the future? What are you going now? American Idol, America's Got Talent, just going to be your own independent, go on TikTok and crash it or kill it?
No more singing shows. Maybe The Bachelorette.
Maybe The Bachelorette. Note to self. Listeners. Onlyfarmers.com does not work on this show.
Onlyfarmers.com. No, I'm kidding. But yeah,
if you do have interest, it's Farm for Profit.
I just want to pursue music and see if I can make it full time. If not, then go back to the farm, help out. My dad started the farm himself, so he really wants us kids to be involved.
Started it and took it to 450 employees.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. He was moved to Oregon when he was 17 and started working on my mom's cousin's dairy farm. That's how they met. And then they got married really young, 20. Moved to Idaho, and my dad worked a night shift at a dairy farm, and my mom worked for the newspaper, and they started raising calves and started with 5 calves, went from 5 to 10 to 100.
Mom from Idaho?
My mom is from Oregon. Dad is from Iowa, and then they
just met in the middle.
Yeah, they wanted to move somewhere with a lot of opportunity, good land. They looked at California.
Beautiful land.
Yeah.
And they screwed up Iowa for Idaho. It's a common mistake.
They looked here, but my mom was like, I'm not moving.
I used to have a shirt that said Idaho, Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. People always get it confused when I'm like, I'm from Idaho. They're like, oh, the corn state? Yeah, sure.
They all say potatoes here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So that's how you got back to Iowa State.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So then, if you could pick anywhere to play your next gig at, where's your dream place to go play?
My dream place to play would probably be the Grand Ole Opry, like every other singer wants to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be pretty cool to play there. But really, any show I play, I love being there. Just love playing shows.
So you're probably not going to pick a favorite that you've already done then, are you?
I don't really have a number one, but there's a music festival in my hometown that's pretty fun that I've played a few times. I'll play it again this next summer. It's called Highway 30 Music Festival. I played that with like Cody Johnson, Eli Young Band, Co Wetzel. Wow. Yeah.
So does Highway 30 run from Iowa all the way out to Idaho?
No, it's just in Idaho.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Highway 30 runs right to Ames.
I was going to say, we're not very far. We can have our own festival right here.
Well, I don't know if it does, actually. No, it doesn't.
It probably just picks back up.
I'm going to have to look that up. I will.
I don't think it comes all the way out here. I took 80 all the way out.
How long of a drive is that?
20 hours.
Did you sleep?
Yeah, I stopped in Nebraska somewhere last night.
That a girl.
Yeah, it's a long haul.
Hey, she had to get to her first ever podcast recording.
I mean,
well, on the way here last night, I was listening. I listen to podcasts all the time, so I was listening to some like criminal stuff, crime. And I just sketched myself out in the car. I kept looking in my bed and stuff. I'm like, who's in here?
So do you have a band?
Yep, I have a band. And they're actually from Iowa. So I formed my band while I was still here. And yeah, they are both still students. Sophia is my drummer. She's 90 pounds. She's a badass. And then my guitar player, Anderson Coates, is from Cedar Rapids. And Sophia's from Pella.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
So
yeah.
They got a... Whenever you play gigs, they got to fly out to Idaho?
No, I play solo a lot.
Okay.
Yep. But they did fly out a few months ago. We were supposed to open up for Granger Smith. You guys know who that is?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so we were supposed to open up for him, but he was being a little turd and pulled out because of COVID.
Damn
and
it, so we Earl still, Dibbles.
I know. We still played it, and they flew out. It was pretty fun. We played a brewery and then played that the fair.
I was telling Tanner we should try for Granger. I thought we could get him at least on like a Zoom call, but then I went to his website and it just looked like loop after hoop after
right.
loop. It's like, I don't think we can get him.
Yeah, it's kind of been a fun fall putting these music guests together for us. We're having a blast. We get to listen to awesome music and drink fantastic beer.
Talk about farming.
Mm-hmm. And so far, our listeners have been telling us that they enjoy it too. So,
sweet.
Again, thank you for being a part of this.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Yeah.
So, Corey, how is harvest going? I know you started off really somber to begin with. You're working on the down corn. How's progress? You and the neighborhood?
We have two fields of corn done now currently. This podcast comes out in a couple weeks, so hopefully we're wrapping it up tomorrow. I don't know. Yesterday,
we're done. Future, all right.
It's frustrating. We were picking it like a mile and a half an hour yesterday, and we've been in some really good corn, and we've been in some really, really bad corn.
So I was just over here, neighbor right down the road next to the school, Cambridge area, said he was getting like 140 bushel. He was disappointed.
Yep.
I drove over to Illinois to look at a farm over there. They're getting like 220 bushel.
A lot of farms in Illinois will not be happy with 220.
Right.
But
man, crazy.
Yeah. So we've been in this is 2020. Our worst field, we went there first. We thought that would be, it's the worst down, and we could pick it both ways, and it was intact, even though it was laid over, and it was 200 bushel per acre. And then we go to another field that we thought was pretty good from the road. Well, it wasn't. It was like snapped off and pinched over, and we're talking like 150.
How about repairs? Are you having anything break down or sailing through kind of smoothly?
Yeah. We've had a lot of minor stuff, but one thing, we've got an older, I don't even know if I want to give the company recognition. We got an older belt conveyor, and I got pretty pissed off at that company.
Last week you sat in and gave us a rant on everybody having a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you set in on and give us a rant?
What happened with the belt conveyor?
All right.
Did the belt bust, bearing go out? Like what specifically?
So we put it, okay, so it's a, the company is, well, the belt conveyor is Batco.
Oh, mm-hmm. And out of Canada, aren't they?
Out of Canada.
That's what I thought.
But AGI owns them, and they have a store or a warehouse by the Farm Progress Show.
Yeah.
Grounds. And so they're like 10 miles away from our house.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we had to put a new belt on last year, and they were great. They put a new belt on. So I think it's a 1997. So we went like 22 years before we replaced a belt.
So super good product.
Pretty awesome.
That's pretty reliable.
Pretty good product. Very good product. Here's my rant, though.
Okay.
They used to have customer service people there. You could drive up there and get a part. Well, then they went to a dealer-only network.
Oh.
And so I called the dealer actually before I went, and they were kind of no help because it was such an old product. So they didn't know the schematics and the part numbers and all that. And so, you know what? I'm just going to drive up there. It worked last year. I'll be able to get, all I needed was like a 2-foot chunk of belt for this drive pulley. Go there, and due to COVID, they got the door locked. I'll call this number. Nope. You got to go through our dealer network. And I was like, God, dang it. Right in the middle
dang
of harvest.
It. You said, dang it.
You mother, no. called the dealer, and they said, all right, yeah, let me call them. So it's like this back and forth, like two or three phone calls back and forth. And then they're like, yeah, the part's $650. I said, for some belt? And they're like, oh, I thought you wanted the whole head. I'm like, no, I just need the belt for traction on it to glue on there. And I was like, can you just call them back and tell them that's all I need? They got guys running all around this yard and forklifts putting augers and stuff together, and they call them back. They said, nope, you have to go through our dealer network, or you have to put the order in. The dealer has to call us, and then we'll tell you, we'll send them an email confirmation, and then they'll call you and tell you when it's ready. But they'll only put it together as the order comes in. They would not do it for me that day.
That's anything, though. Farming.
But farming, it's harvest time. I would understand if it was like a specific part, if it was a turbo, if it was like a cylinder that they don't have on hand, it's in Idaho, or, you know, something like a. But no, this is a piece of belt that they have a giant roll of that would have taken someone 2 seconds.
And it's not like you were trying to bypass the dealer. You would have billed the dealer anyway.
Yeah, it's like, just bill me through the dealer. And the dealer's 40 miles away. So, I mean, why on earth would I not just go right to the place that has it?
My neighbor had the same thing with a hay tedder, and he called a company. They said they couldn't get the part because it came out of Germany or something. Yeah. And he said, fine, screw it. I'm going with a different company. Yeah. So
I went all Sean Harmon. I know you listen, Sean. I know you listen. I went all Sean on Twitter, and then I sat there for 10 minutes and I took it down because I'm like, I'm not going to go that way.
No, that's for TikTok.
I'm going to say it on the podcast. But I think it's a learning experience for all companies out there that might not be your policy, but something that would have taken somebody a minute and a very minuscule thing. I would have been on social media praising them.
Yep.
You know, instead of being all pissed off. So, yeah.
I had the same experience with Verizon, completely different thing, nothing to do with farming. There's my rant.
Okay, so Ellie, we've heard two songs from you, very fantastic music.
Thank you.
Someone wants to listen to you not on the podcast, how do they find music that you've put out?
Yep, they can find my music on all streaming platforms, so Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon Music, all 15.
You know, we're on iTunes.
You guys are?
Yeah,
iHeart.
Are you guys on Spotify?
We're
you
on
guys
Spotify.
Are probably on everything, too.
Spotify. The only place that we haven't gotten confirmation back yet is Amazon Prime Music.
We don't get paid for downloads.
And you're there. You're like way more important than us.
So. Whatever. No. Yeah.
So what do you get paid per download? Like 2 cents? Three? Five?
Did not. Yeah. Like 0.08.
So we got to download cents. It a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not much.
I like
you
that.
Make most of your money from touring.
We've heard that before. Yeah.
Actually, Royce said that.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. So how does that process work? When you get a download, you get like notified, like, hey, you got another 0.8 cents.
No. So there's like a website you can go on and kind of see like how much money you're racking up. Yeah. And it just, like I have it to where if I make like $100, then it'll just be a direct deposit.
Goes right to your account.
Yeah. So, but it takes all of the platforms into one. So it'd like collect from iTunes, YouTube, Facebook, everything.
Oh, wow.
And puts it into one check and then.
So I'm sure that place takes a cut too.
Yep.
I was gonna say Facebook does.
You have
sure.
to pay them to like it's called CD Baby. It's who I distribute through, and so you pay like $30 a song, and that's pretty much their cut.
There's technology in every field that you don't even know about. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So one thing that you told us when you first walked in is that Friday, this last Friday, you just dropped a new single.
Yep. I did. It's called Fight For Me. It's the first song I've released since being on The Voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was under contract, so you can't release any music. And if you do, they own it.
What?
So, I'm out of my contract, and now...
They have an NDA, like a non-disclosure agreement?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They're savages.
So I'm out of it. Now I'm releasing music, and it's 100% my own.
So what do you call that? Is that you're an independent artist?
Yep, I'm an independent artist. So,
okay.
Yeah, I do all my own, everything.
Unsigned?
Unsigned. That's the way to Unfiltered. Do it these days.
Would you rather be with like a Curb Records or somebody?
I think if I'm right now, no. But if I ever made it big enough, I would just for like the management side
of
it.
Management and politics. Yeah. Okay.
A farm for profit records.
Yeah. Oh, hey. We
you guys going to start a label?
We should. What's it take to start a label? Do you know?
A lot of money.
You have to have money to
Tanner's
start things?
A banker. We could totally go.
Okay, done.
Yeah, we could get that.
Show accounts that have a lot of money in them.
That's cool. That's really... really cool that you're able to drop something like that too. I don't have a better word. This is awesome. Fantastic.
What fantastic. You, that's your normal word.
I feel like I over say fantastic.
Yeah.
So yes, go out there, find her single and download it at least 8 times. So that way she can get 10 cents.
Yep.
And it's E-L-L-I-E, Ellie.
Ellie May.
Ellie May. Yep. That's my first name.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Musicians, artists.
Yep.
Why don't we use our full names?
Why don't we?
Yeah.
So I don't use my full name
Stalkers.
Personally because my family is very well known in Idaho and I want to be my own person.
Okay.
And I don't want to be everyone to be like, oh, you're Bill's daughter, you know. I want to be Ellie Mae. But a lot of artists use their full names or first and middle name. It's just kind of whatever rolls off the tongue.
Cliche. Or not cliche. Smooth.
Yeah. Well, there's like stage names. I mean, it's not even their name at all.
And I think Ellie Mae is my first name, and I think it's pretty catchy.
Yeah.
Ellie Mae? Yeah.
I think it's pretty and catchy.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks. That's good.
So, interesting fun fact of the three people that we've had come in here that have all been musicians, I've noticed a theme here. They all were good. Independent. They were all good, and they all didn't make a whole lot of money yet, but they all wanted to make their own way.
That's true.
They everybody, Royce is like, I don't want a big label. I don't want to do that. Ellie, you want to play your own thing. You didn't want your parents' name, even though they could have capitalized on other stuff that could make them maybe more profitable. They didn't. So, pretty neat. And our next generation coming up.
Well, that actually brought up a tweet that I sent Corey about a gal that has put out a campaign to try and get 250,000 people to donate $1 each. So that way she can raise $250,000 to buy the family farm.
Hmm.
So she's trying to go her own way and putting this together.
The person that shared it was like, I don't know whether to be disgusted or just awed at the genius of
it's
it.
It's crowdsourcing. There's companies that are doing it for investment groups.
Mm-hmm. That's how we could start Farm for Fun labels.
Yeah.
We need 250,000 of you listeners.
To give a dollar for Ellie Mae.
To send a dollar to Farm for Profit. I think our Venmo account is out on the website. I think it is.
Wait, yeah.
Send us a dollar, and then we will start our label.
Sounds good.
And we'll start with Ellie Mae.
And Tanner's willing to give some feet pics if you need to.
Feet pics. Yes. I'm going to just move on to the next topic.
How about another beer and another song? Ding dong.
Oh, this is your beer. Oh, this is a beer for your dad.
I've had this beer.
This is a beer for your dad. Oh, well, you have to turn it upside down to get the logo right.
Oh,
it's called
the Tipping Cow or
Tip
something?
The Cow.
This one's
That's
heavy.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, why don't you tickle our ears while we get this one poured out?
You got it. So, I go down to Texas and record. That's where I record. And the first time I went down there, I was like, dang, there's some cute guys down here. And
better acoustics in Texas, you know.
Yeah. When I got back, I was like, I should write a song about that. And I had the line, I ain't from Texas, but baby, I want to be. So this is a song I wrote. It's called Texas Wannabe.
Texas Wannabe. I like it already.
You're hotter than the heat and it makes me feel a certain kind of way. And I need to cool off cause damn I've had a long day, yeah. Looking at you in those boots, you're so high, so smooth. Why don't you finish what you're doing and come on over my way, yeah. Southern boys make the world go round. Texas, but baby, I wanna be. Baby, I wanna be. Your mama must raise you right, cause you are sure polite. And you're getting to my heart with those dark brown eyes. Looking at you in those boots, you're so high, so smooth. Why don't you finish what you're doing and come on over my way, yeah. Southern boys make the world go round and round. Working all day for sun up, don't get home till it goes back down. Where I come from, they made their way. And I ain't from Texas, baby, I wanna be. Baby, I wanna be. Let's get one thing straight. None of my exes live in that state, but hey, that's gonna change. Southern boys make the world go round. From Texas, but baby, I wanna be. Baby, I wanna be.
That makes me want to be from Texas.
That makes me want to be from Texas.
Wannabe.
What was your line? Exes aren't from Texas, but so they're going to be?
I went off George Strait, all my exes live in Texas, and it's let's get one thing straight.
Yeah.
None of my exes live in that state, but that's going to change.
I thought that's what I picked up.
There's my future ex-wife.
Yeah.
I thought it actually kind of took me back to my childhood. I think it almost had a little bit of a Sheryl Crow sound. Mm. One of her songs, that was all around catchy. That was great.
That's going on the radio. I'm pretty confident in that.
Especially when it's with Farm for Fun Records.
Of course, that could be the signature.
Yeah, dang.
So what do we got here? What are we pouring?
This is the dairy beer. I'm going to call it dairy beer. This is Ellie Mae's beer.
Cheers.
Tip the Cow.
Pretty sure
Cocoa Espresso Milk Stout.
Is this the same coffee one? Did I grab the wrong one?
It's got coffee notes, but it's thicker than the first coffee one.
It's a heavy one.
I've had this before. My dad really likes this one.
We had two nose wrinkles in the room.
I don't mind it.
I like the other one better. I do like Zach's Mexican beer.
Donuts.
Sprinkles.
I just like that name.
Got a bigger can, too.
Tip the Cow.
You got to tip the can upside down in order to get the cow the right side up.
Cocoa with an A. Cocoa. Express Milk Stout. Have you ever revealed in the essence? I don't know if I pronounced that right. Revealed. Is that right?
I don't know. You're the auctioneer.
I'm a horrible reader. What's that? In the essence of a chocolate-covered espresso bean. How about from a beer? This full-bodied, creamy milk stout has been touched by the gentle hand of the Sidecar Coffee Roasters, resulting in a rich but smooth option that boasts notes from the roast of cocoa alongside velvety sweetness.
You're good at reading that. We should have you read these all the time.
I don't know about that. If I can pronounce it right, I'm in.
Well, I don't think it's a bad beer. I do think that my preference, if I'm going to pick one of these stouts, is the Mexican donut one.
Yeah, we haven't had that was a dark light one, but we haven't had like a
right
a light all-day drinker.
So that was from Single Speed Brewing. They were born on one of their Wednesday night bike group rides, which their founder, Dave Morgan, was always pedaling up the rear of the group. Plenty of time back there, apparently, in order to think about and have the vision for Single Speed. So Waterloo, Iowa, Cedar Falls area, very fantastic. But one of the coolest things that you find on their website is their switchback program. So this is a switchback is a term commonly used for outdoor enthusiasts, such as hikers and cyclists and trail runners.
Or hunters.
Mm-hmm. Or hunters, yep. Sometimes the incline of a climb is just too steep. In circumstances like this, a series of switchbacks zigzagging up the hill can be used to reduce the intensity of the slope, allowing the travelers safe passage. So in an effort to help all of those embarking on what is intended to be their epic climb to the top, we've established a give-back program titled Switchback.
Hmm. Stray from the beaten path, it says. Go ahead and tip one.
I think all the cans say stray from the beaten path. That's pretty cool.
I like their logo.
Blaze your own trail.
Yep.
It's like Ellie Mae, right?
Mm-hmm. All the musicians.
So Halloween's right around the corner. What's your guys' favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, Ellie, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
My favorite candy is Reese's.
Oh, Reese's.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I can't go wrong.
What happens? Well, here, rest of us. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I'm just going to go out on a limb because I don't know it'll piss a bunch of people off. I like candy corn.
I was hoping somebody didn't say that.
You're that guy.
But it can't be alone. It's gross alone. You have to have it with peanuts.
That's my trail mix in the fall is peanuts, candy corn, and M&Ms.
If they could get rid of raisins in any kind of trail mix, I'd be in. But I cannot stand raisins. It's horrible.
So what, Dave? What's
raisins?
No, I haven't.
That's good. Raisins are good. That's cranberry dried into a raisin.
I would be the little fun size Snickers. And that's just because it's a memory. I go elk hunting every year, and that's always around Halloween. It's the last weekend of October. And so there's always Halloween candy at every Walmart and everything, and we need something to put in our packs when we're hunting.
So you put Snickers.
Hands down, Snickers.
I'm a Twin Bang, either a Cherry Mash or a Twin Bang. That would be my favorite. If someone showed up one of those in my...
Twin Bang or Bing?
Bing.
I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that like the...
It's got a
Dollar General?
It's got a cherry, yes.
No.
It's made in Northwest Iowa. It's the candy bar that kind of looks like a no-bake cookie, a chocolate no-bake cookie, but in the middle it's a cherry filling. I'm going to have to give you all. All right. I will go get everybody a Twin
you
Bing.
Can comment on Twitter if you've ever heard of a Twin Bing.
Bing.
Bing. Twin yeah. Bing.
No, that's probably my favorite candy. Okay. Ellie.
She's had Reese's.
She has Reese's.
If I gave you something that you absolutely hated at my house for Halloween, what would it be?
A hamburger.
No, a candy.
Oh, a candy.
What's your least favorite candy?
No, some people do that. I've gotten hot dogs before when I was trick-or-treating.
That's true.
The worst one I'd ever had.
The houses with the beers in the cooler.
Well, yeah, that's the best trick-or-treating when you can adult.
When you can adult. Adult trick-or-treating?
Yes.
It's a whole new side game there.
Yeah. I used to hate it when
Skittles, probably.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing my daughters don't listen because they'd be throwing.
I was going to say, my kid would be.
Yeah, they'd be throwing eggs at the eggs at their headphones.
Skittles.
I used to hate it. Some lady used to give away apples.
That's what I hated.
And I love apples now, but as a kid, no. You want the sugar.
See, for me, it's a Butterfinger.
Mm.
I just don't. I just never have gotten into a Butterfinger.
I think Butterfingers are good.
So me too.
If you had a Twin Bang in your bag, I would trade you my Butterfinger. You can have it.
Those little Smarties, I hated them because you try to eat them while you're walking and the little candy roll out. And you're
Tootsies.
Like, oh, golly, yeah.
Tootsies.
Chocolate Tootsies. Yep. Nope. Get out of here. Give me the flavored ones.
I want a flavored Tootsie or a regular Tootsie roll.
Yeah. So at all the co-ops that we take corn into, though, I have a candy bowl that's set out. Well, one of them has all just chocolate Tootsies. No one touches them.
That's why they set it out there.
God.
And they can look like they're participating.
But they're not.
They don't have to refill
that.
That's right. That's a pretty cheap participation. So another one of those Twitter posts that I saw was from 9010 Athletics. Cody Bunda. I probably butchered his name. But Cody says, you know you're from Iowa when you're driving with the windows down and you can tell exactly what manure was spread on that field. Are you good at it?
That was Jersey cows. That'd be in Northeast Iowa.
But you can tell the difference between chicken litter or poultry manure, and then if it was beef or pumped out of a hog barn.
And sometimes like a humidity that you can sense.
A heaviness in the air.
Yeah. But it won't last that long.
So earlier on, and I wish I had it on recording, we snuck a topic in on Dave. But I want to curtail this a little bit, Dave. So another one of our guests, Q Keneally, who has been on our podcast before and has been talked about around, had a picture stolen. Somebody else on social media took a picture of his, passed it off as their own, posted it on a bunch of different social media channels, and got busted. Social media is one of those slippery slopes. Mm-hmm. I noticed that you had extra comments on a post during the football game, Dave.
I did. I tell you, we got lots of comments on that, but we gained, I think, 200 followers.
Hey,
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. If we got followers, but we did gain.
Can you describe what this post was so we're not the ones saying it here?
I tell you what, it took my family to the ISU game, and you know you can do at Cyclone Nation, and it'll come up on the screen. So I took a picture of my family. However, some of the female gender would like to not wear bras anymore, braless and flawless, if you will. And so my wife would be one of those people. And so we got lots of extra comments on my Twitter post. We were at the game, and yes, I took a family picture, and yes, we put it out there. And people see what they want to see in the post.
Obviously, they were directed. Their eyes went to a certain direction because, yes, it looked like a very happy family photo.
It was a happy family. Kids were flying in the backgrounds. It was awesome.
And the game was a really good one. It wasn't even close to begin with. Iowa State played quite well and went on to victory. But that's just – maybe this is more just a reality check to everybody else that if you're not going to say it in person, what makes you think that you should say it in an online post?
I laughed. not at the picture, at the guy's joke.
It's not a big deal. Everybody has them.
Yeah.
Which goes back to
it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, by the way.
Exactly. So why we're bringing this up.
If you haven't got checked, you need to go get checked because that is one of the major things.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know if the followers are good, but yeah. So it's amazing that in any genre, we've asked some of our guests, you know, what made you popular, what you did there. And some of our female guests have a ton of followers compared to our guy guests. And so not to be sexist by any means, but a lot of advertisers think sex sells. So
yeah. The power of social media. And we need to thank our listeners. I mean, we had a couple of really good reviews this last. We had, you better listen to these guys. They are awesome. That was a really cool one that was put out there. Lexi Joe Moore put out there just now finding the Farm for Fun podcast by Farm for Profit LLC. And I am hooked already. So really cool things. And that the power of social media is really in our favor. So Ellie, if someone wants to find you and connect with you, what are the various ways they can do that? And then maybe share how we might be able to book you too if we want you to come play a gig.
Yeah, so my social media is my full name, at Ellie Mae Mellencamp. So that's Instagram and Facebook mostly. I have Twitter, but don't really use it that much. And if you want to book me, you can message me through that or my website. It's elliemaemusic.com. You can find my email on there.
Cool. I've got one more to throw in, and this just happened today. Royce Johns, our first singing guest, he actually dropped a new podcast today. And he said, you guys inspired me to do it. I've been thinking about it for a couple years now, and I came on your podcast, and I enjoyed it so much. And so he dropped his first one. It's like 3 hours long, so he's like the Joe Rogan of music podcasts now.
He's like the Joe Rogan.
I've listened to about 45 minutes of it, and Ellie said you listened to it on the way over.
Yep.
And it's good. I for a first episode,
yeah,
I think he's going to be good. So go check it out. It's called Fortunes and Tellings.
Fortunes and Tellings. No, that should be a good one. That's going to go on my list. We appreciate you, Ellie, for taking the time to be a part of this, sharing your story, and you are fantastic.
Thank you. You know, thanks for having me.
Absolutely awesome. You are welcome back anytime that you're in Iowa. Feel free to swing by the studio. We'd love to have you on again.
And for all of you that are listening that are farmers out there, maybe in your combine, or maybe you're having a drink with us at Farm for Fun, every time Tanner says fantastic, just take a drink. We can make a drink.
Fantastic. Cool.
I just got done saying cool.
I have a question on. So you were on Team Blake.
Yep.
Like, how much interaction were you with Blake Shelton?
Yeah. So I got to hang out with him probably like 8 times, and some of those were on camera, some of them were off, but they're pretty short, they're like 30 minutes, and yeah, about 8 times. He's super cool, chill.
So you guys, like, on a texting relationship?
No, or, unfortunately not.
No, they don't let you do that?
So it's not continued contact?
No.
Gwen doesn't let you do that?
No. his team has reached out to me to play his bar in Oklahoma, but that was right when COVID hit, so they kind of canceled everything. But I have no personal contact with Blake Shelton. I get asked that a lot, but
Blake,
I
you're
wish.
Listening to Farm for Profit.
Yeah.
So did you have any guests? Like, normally they bring in a guest to help.
Darius Rucker.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was pretty cool, and he was so sweet to me. He's like, you have such a God-given talent that you need to use. Like,
he seems like,
thanks, Darius. I love you.
Yeah, he seems like a genuinely nice
guy. And Blake is... Like, when you watch the show, you notice they're, like, always drinking something in other cups. He just drinks, like, straight vodka.
Wow.
Yeah, he has his own vodka brand, like Smithworks or something. And he saw me backstage once, and he had his cup. He's like, Ellie, guess what's in my cup? No, you don't want to guess. He's no like, don't way. Tell anyone. I'm like, okay.
That was too bad.
Secret's out now.
Well, that 15 million people just
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
That's funny. God. So out of the voice experience, do you have contacts that you gained through that? Are there people you stay in contact that way?
Yeah, I would say all the contestants that I met on the show, some of those people are some of my best friends now, like Kat Hammack and Mary Beth Bird, Destiny Rain. They're all musicians, all different genres. And because when you're on the show, you live in a hotel and you're with all the
people.
Yeah, so you just become best friends with them because you're with them for months, 2 months. And my roommate was Destiny Rain. So we're all really good friends. We still keep in touch and want to play shows together and write. But right now it's kind of hard to travel.
I wonder what that's going to do, like what COVID's going to do for these shows. You know, obviously they have a bunch of stuff taped now that they can air. But what's going to happen in 6 months from now?
Oh, The Voice is still They're still
doing it.
Yeah, there's just no audience.
There's no audience.
No audience. Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
Which is weird because I would rather have an audience there because it's the energy that you feed off of.
Right. Yeah. But that's like goes for everything. Like the people playing football or in sports, like with no audience, it's got to feel like a practice out there.
Yeah.
So
what's the timeline from when you are recording to when it goes on TV?
On the show?
Yeah.
It was like, so we filmed in June and I didn't air until October.
So you had to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. And you have to sign an agreement and your family also does. Like you can't be posting it on social media. So the thing that was weird, so I had to move to LA and I'm from Idaho. You don't just move to LA. And people are like, what are you doing in LA? And you can't tell them what you're doing. And you're like, oh, I got an internship down here. They're like, oh, working for who? I'm like,
Blake Shelton.
The Voice.
And so it was like really hard. I had to miss some family weddings and stuff like that. And all my family was like, where's Ellie? Where's Ellie? And my dad was like, she's on The Voice. He told everyone. But yeah, you're not supposed to tell people.
I think I could sit here and ask questions about this the whole time.
Yeah, right? What do you want to know? Fire him.
There was my wife went for American Idol. And when we went up to Minneapolis, up there to whatever their huge venue is, it wasn't at all like you thought. And there was a lot of good singers, first off. Mm-hmm. I didn't think there was that many good. What they portray is there's a lot of crappy singers and a few good ones. No, there was a lot of outstanding singers. And I was like, wow, that's like Aretha Franklin. That's, mm-hmm. Oh man, that guy's good. And they herded us through like cattle. And when we got up there, it was sing, stop. Yeah. Sing, stop. Okay, you three go this way, you go this way.
And you probably don't even sing a full song, nope. But like a verse.
The couple of verses, yeah. It did not take very long. And they're judging you for, will this person be marketable? Will this? Mm-hmm. And that one gal that we saw, she was in knee-high socks, shorty shorts, and roller skates. I'm like, what is this? She's like, no, I can actually sing, but you have to be noticed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I watched her throughout the whole thing, and she made it to the next round because she said the first time she applied, she got kicked off. So more to behind the mic.
Yeah.
Something memorable.
Yeah.
It's really weird behind the scenes, just their whole crew and all the talent producers they have. There's hundreds of people working behind the scenes for the show. It's just not at all what you think. And it's the same way with like the auditions. Because I didn't do the open call. I got asked to go on the show, but my friends that did the open calls, it was the same way. You just go in a room and they have you sing a verse and a chorus, tell you to stop if they like you, and then you keep going. If not, see ya.
One of my auctioneer friends got on American Idol that way. They just called her. They saw her YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
So let's go through how far did you get?
I only made it a few rounds. I didn't make it too far.
Like you got, I said, I mean, far enough you got on the team.
My story was a little boring, I guess. No, I actually made it like three rounds, and the last round was I like went against another girl, and she was from Iowa. Callie Wilson. So she's from Salem, Iowa, but she lives in Asheville now and she made it through.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunate for you, but very cool.
Hey, so I'm grateful for the opportunity.
What songs did you sing?
I sing, you don't get to pick your songs too, which is another fun fact. Yeah. They make it seem like you do, but they pick the songs and I didn't like the songs.
Here's your song. Now tell us why you're singing about
it. Yeah. All the songs I sing, like, I sang Merry Go Round by Casey Musgraves, which is a song I sing a lot. But then I sang a song by Kelsey Ballerini, not Fave.
Second time she's been brought up on the podcast.
Yeah.
Neither one of them were fantastic.
Yeah. So, yeah, they give you like a list of 500 songs when you make it on the show. And they're like, pick 40 of these songs that you know. And maybe you'll get to sing one of these. And so I got Merry Go Around, which is a song I liked, but most people didn't get a song that they picked.
Really?
Yeah.
So I just turned the computer to interrupt Ellie, and I feel really bad about it.
No, you're good.
But Highway 30 does go
all the way through.
It does? Where?
The way through.
Dang. You guys coming out for it then?
Oh, yeah.
You guys should.
So everybody
knows. I think we should.
I'll get you guys some good artists to put on.
Yeah, I don't know why we wouldn't. 2021, correct?
What's the date?
Third weekend in June. So I'm the same day as Co Wetzel and the Steelwoods.
So you already booked out to like another year away.
I have shows booked in the next year, yeah, but probably I still have a lot.
Like that.
Yeah, the festivals and fairs and stuff booked.
I suppose promoters got to get out there.
Yep. Next time we get to do a Farm for Profit conference, we need to have live entertainment.
Yeah.
Do I have Ellie Mae out there.
Who's your favorite artist that's out right now?
I would say like my favorite male artist is Chris Stapleton, Brothers Osborne. I like all the Texas country, like Coe Wetzel, Parker McCollum, all those dudes.
Texas has their own country.
Yeah. So I've been traveling down to Texas a lot, so I'm getting to become buddies with a lot of those guys, which is...
I can't imagine why with it's your fun. New song.
Yeah, Texas. But my favorite female artist is Miranda Lambert.
Yeah. She's good.
Yeah.
How'd Blake like that?
I didn't tell him.
I didn't tell him.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Well, why don't we get ready to wrap up? Thank you again. We gave a kind of a false ending earlier, but really, truly thank you. I look forward to this last song you're going to play us out on. Hey, maybe we'll get some bonus ones. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe we should get some more.
What do you think, Corey?
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Crack a beer. Crack a single speed beer. Mix a drink. You deserve it.
Y'all ready?
Go ahead.
We're all ready.
Tip one.
So the backstory, I'm just telling you all the backstories to all my songs, but there's this girl that doesn't like me very much.
No.
And I know.
No.
Isn't that a shocker?
Girl not liking another girl?
One girl. I'm just kidding. No, she tweeted at me. She was making fun of me that I was a musician. And she's like, go write your Taylor Swift song and just get over it. And I'm like, oh, that'd be a good song title. So I did. This is called my Taylor Swift song.
This ain't no makeup song. This ain't no breakup song. This ain't one of those I love you songs, but you can sing along. You said to yourself, go write a song. Oh yes you did, honey. And I took your advice, it's not too long. Got a few things I'd like to say, but hey, don't let me get in your way. This is my Taylor Swift song, writing about something that went wrong. Unfortunately, you're what inspired this one. It's sad we don't get along. Cause if we did, you wouldn't be my Taylor Swift song. This ain't anything special, just something I had to get off my chest though. You're just like the rest, girl. Put me to the test. This is my Taylor Swift song, writing about something that went wrong. Unfortunately, you're what inspired this one. It's sad we don't get along. Cause if we did, you wouldn't be. Cause if we did, you wouldn't be. Cause if we did, you wouldn't be my Taylor Swift song. My Taylor Swift song. And if you're gonna tell me to write you a song, girl, you better put your big panties on. Cause this is my Taylor Swift song, writing about something that went wrong. Unfortunately, you're what inspired this one. It's that we don't get along. Cause if we did, you wouldn't be. Cause if we did, you wouldn't be. Nah. Cause if we did, you wouldn't be my Taylor Swift song. My Taylor Swift song. My Taylor Swift song.
Woo! Thank you. I like it.
That needs to be on the radio.
Yeah.
So do you have, if that does make it to the radio, do you have to give Taylor Swift money for that?
No, probably not. No.
No, you can just
say that. Yeah, you can use her name, yeah.
T Swift.
Yeah, that girl, she doesn't like the song that I wrote about her.
That's
if you,
funny.
If you made a T Swift song, did you have to be pretty poppy.
Tag her in your post when you posted it on social media.
No, she knew it was about her because obviously she tweeted at me to go write my Taylor Swift song. I'm like, all right.
Can I find
Don't tempt me.
Can I find this tweet and then tweet at her?
It was a long time ago.
Sometimes the best inspiration is from negativity.
That's right.
Yeah. All my songs that I write are from like real, all the songs I played, I wrote myself and they're from real life experiences. And some are good, some are bad.
I think you're great.
How's that process?
Your voice has so much depth. I don't know if that's the right word, but
yeah, depth. It reminds me of a singer, and I'm trying to.
Sheryl Crow, is that who you talked about earlier?
Yeah, he said Sheryl Crow, but I'm trying to put my mind to it. I'm sure I'll think about it like tomorrow, but.
She's her own.
Yeah, no, very much so, but there's some notes in there that's like, that sounds good.
It reminds me. I get Miranda Lambert the most. Yeah. And then a lot of old artists that I don't know. People are like, you sound like this person. I'm like, okay.
So do you sing a lot of Miranda Lambert songs?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I sing like one.
Really?
The House That Built Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's always angry.
Yeah.
We've officially reached the after show.
Yeah.
The after show.
Bonus.
So is it rude to ask an artist to play more? Or do you enjoy playing more?
Yeah, I can play some more. Y'all want me to?
Do you play like June Carter
Cash? I don't think I could ever stop listening.
Oh, really?
That's how much I'm enjoying this.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, besides the fact I have to use the restroom, but I would love to hear another one.
All right.
Dave's going to roll the garage door up.
So we're asking car sounds. Car sounds in the background.
So I have some music released on all musical platforms.
Ooh, it is chilly. I just liked it down
there. You did?
I kept searching LA space.
Oh, yeah, it's one word. Yeah.
Ellie Mae, one word. That's good.
Ellie Mae, one word. This is a song that I have released on all musical platforms. I wrote this about my brother and his friends. They like to go out and drink Coors Light, but we're always at church on Sunday morning.
Ah.
It's called Coors Light and Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Taking off these headphones.
That's why I made the shirt a long time ago. Oh, you're getting ready there. Dave, you're going to free my nips. This is kind of chilly. No, that's fine.
I've worn more masks this year than bras. I'm not with bras all the time. I'm like, you know what? People are just jealous.
It depends on who you are. If you're my mom, it's a bad deal. That might be too cold.
I'm fine right now, but it was getting warm.
So what else, what's your favorite, what's your other favorite?
She's going to play Coors Light and Jesus Christ. Coors Light and Jesus Christ. Come on, let's go.
You want me to play
it? Yeah.
Okay. Born in the Rockies, ain't no rookies when it comes to having fun. Couple farm kids know how to make it in the long run. I got my hometown crew. It's always a great view. We make it to church on Sunday. We like to drink a few brews. Got a lot of love for Coors Light and Jesus Christ. There's no way I could ever decide between a Sunday pretty much it. I just stopped halfway.
That's good. That brings me back because I remember going about 100 mile an hour to church one Sunday. It was actually Easter Sunday. And my cousin, I was living with my cousin at the time, and we were out the night before, you know, raising hell.
Yep.
And
gotta make it to church though.
Late, and we were doing 100 mile an hour.
That's awesome.
To get to church, and we made it, and no one knew it differently.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna sit in the back.
So. Anyway, well, that that wraps up the after show, unless Ellie wants to play anymore, but...
If you guys want me we'll to, just, I can keep playing. I don't want
to. You did a really good job for someone who claims to be shy.
I am. I felt awkward. I'm like, do I sound awkward?
What's your...
And I might have been on her farm in my internship, which is so weird.
What?
I worked in her, like, where her farm
play, do you like, what was it, Casey Musgraves that you said?
Yeah.
Do you like that song? Do you like
yeah,
to play song?
Do you want
to
hear it?
Yeah.
Overplayed, or you...
Which one?
Like playing it?
Oh, I do like that.
I think it's cool.
Which one?
The one from
Casey
The Voice.
Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, but I've gotten to know like a lot of those Texas country bands. It's fun. Shoshone Falls. Shit ton. If you don't have a dairy, then you're weird in Idaho.
Yeah,
it's like out here, everyone's a farmer.
It's either potatoes or dairies?
Yep. We feed potatoes to our cows. Full what? Potatoes, dude. They're like treats. We just feed them, throw them in the feed. And french fries, like, you know, like from McDonald's, if they're discolored at all, they can't feed them in store.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad will buy semi-loads of french fries that they won't sell at the store, and we throw them into the feed. Tater tots, french fries.
Yeah, Simplot.
Yeah.
Give me that.
One of my good friends just started working for Simplot. He went to Iowa State.
What is he doing?
He is doing something with food sales.
Yeah. They have a great food sales program.
Where are you playing coming up here in Iowa or in the Midwest?
So, okay, so then I'm playing the 30th at a barbershop.
At a barbershop?
Yeah.
Barbershop quartet.
Do you guys need a haircut in your
house? I do need a haircut. Hey, you're at a barbershop now, kind of.
And then I'm playing a show in Mingo, Iowa, and then I'm playing at Amigo's Bar and Grill in Fort Dodge.
Are you playing at the bar in Mingo?
Yeah.
Woo!
Y'all should come out.
Yeah,
so I post all my shows on my Facebook page. So, Ellie Mae Music. One more?
Yeah, play one more.
Yeah, I'll shut the
Do you guys want original or cover? Do you want the merry-go-round?
Play what you want to play. If you want to play that or if you got another one. Yeah.
I'll play the song I did my blind audition with.
Perfect.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. It don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different parts. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like us, we settle in this town on this broken merry-go-round. This merry-go-round, we think the first time's good enough, so we hold on to high school love. See, we won't end up like our parents, tiny little boxes in a row. It ain't what you want, it's what you know. Just happy in the shoes you're wearing. Same checks we're always cashing to buy a little more distraction. His mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like us, we settle in this town on this broken merry-go-round. And round and round it goes, where it stops nobody knows.
it ain't slowing down this merry-go-round. This merry-go-round. This
beautiful. All right, we're shutting off the
bye, everyone.
After show. Good stuff's coming after this. See you guys. Yeah.